Hello, this is Peter Rasmussen from ABC Mid-North Coast and ABC Coffs Coast. Well, most Saturday mornings, a group of pilots take to the air over Port Macquarie in the Bobcat formation. Dr. David Cook is one of the leaders, and we spoke to him recently as the group were flying over the town. Occasionally, David had to concentrate on what he was doing, including watching out for the parachute plane which was nearby. We started off by asking David where he was flying at the time.
Now at 1,000 feet. Heading northbound towards the town, and it's a beautiful day, visibility unlimited, and there's no turbulence. We're just over the golf course at the moment.
So how many planes do you have today?
We've got four. There's four of us today. There's myself and John Haler, who is a retired cafe captain, originally from Zimbabwe. There's Rod Hall, who used to sell jet fighter rides in the jet fighters here, and Steve, who built his own aircraft, which he's flying today. Between the lot of us, we've probably got about 50,000 flying hours. I've got 13,500 flying hours. I've been flying since 1958. I was a flying doctor for years, yeah.
Hello.
Just one sec. I've just got to call another position change. Bobcats go to line astern, order 1543, go.
What did that call mean to the pilots, and what does it mean for us on the ground?
They've all got a number, and I just told them, if you were underneath us now, you'd see that instead of being out to one side of me, and I'm leading it at the moment, they would be one behind the other in a line, and because they're like that, it's a lot easier for me to turn. So I'm doing some snake-like turns, and they're following me around. I'm getting just stand by a minute, but there are other aircraft talking to me there. Sorry,
right.
I say that again, Pete.
A lot of people follow you each Saturday morning and love to see the planes in the air. How did it all start?
Oh, it started about 2013 with two of us that used to do it. One of the other guy that started with me, he's not flying with us this morning, but yeah, we used to just do it on our own, and then another fella joined us, and then another, and just a sec, Pete, I'm just calling another position change, won't be a minute. Bobcats go to Biggin, order 1-5 behind, 3 on the left, 4 on the right, go. Now they're just altering into a position, Pete, so that they do what we call, in a minute, a break and rejoin, where if you were looking at us, you'd see the two outside aircraft would pull up away from the formation and then come diving back and join us again. And I'll just be calling that in a few secs.
Sure.
And Bobcat formation, break and rejoin on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, so they're just pulling up.
Do you do the same routine each Saturday?
Will be another 10 or 15 minutes, Julian. I'm just talking to the parachute aeroplane there. He's just about to drop his flock, and we're making sure that we separate ourselves and keep away from where they come down on the east side of the airport.
So what's it like up there this morning?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. It's visibility unlimited, no turbulence, and yeah, beautiful day. We're very lucky. The sun's sparkling on the sea.
David, do you take the same route and do the same routine each Saturday morning?
It modifies slightly depending on the wind's direction and things like that, but largely, yeah. We having come up from Lake Cadai, we operate over the town and the river mouth area.
How close do the planes get to each other when you're in the air?
We're about 15 metres apart, I suppose. You know, that's why it takes intense concentration, because you're only about, you know, 1 second away from each other if you happen to manoeuvre in the wrong position. But we're all trained to do that, and you need to do a lot of training so that you can do that sort of thing. You've got to make another call, though, Pete. Bobcat formation comes in line abreast, lead change onto three, go. Now they're coming up all beside me. Bobcat formation, go to Echelon right, or 1, 5, 4, 3, go. They're just coming up on my right now, Pete.
Okay.
Bobcat formation, come to line abreast, lead change onto three, go. So, as I said, they're coming up beside me now, and another aircraft will take the lead, and I'll be following him.
David, you've got a great following in Port Macquarie, and people miss the planes when they're not in the air, and they note on social media the number of planes and the formations that you take. Are you surprised at the following that you've got?
We are. We get rather touched. People do come out and look at us. We were quite surprised that took place. And I guess we've been doing it now for quite a few years. And I'm just catching up the formation now. We've changed the lead position. So we're now in a different formation with a lead aircraft, and we went to the left of him in a line. We're just about coming over the lighthouse bench at the golf links there. I'm just concentrating a bit there, Pete. Yeah, fire away, Pete.
So, David, do you miss it when you don't fly?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we do. We do. We're very disappointed if we don't fly.
You must see some interesting sights from the air. Can you tell us some of the unusual things you see? Like, we've seen the parachutists take off today. What other interesting things do you see as you're flying across Port Macquarie each Saturday morning?
You just see people, out on the beach, and sometimes, we've seen bushfires from above. And you've got to remember, too, that when we're in formation, we're looking at the aircraft next door to us because you're so close to it. Just a moment, I'm just about to change position here now. People will say to me, did you see me wave, Doctor? And I'll say, I'm not looking over the side. I'm just looking at the aircraft next to me.
Well, being so close together would require a great deal of concentration, and obviously that's paramount. But, David, we'll let you continue flying. Thanks for your time this morning. Keep flying. Everybody enjoys it over Port Macquarie each Saturday morning.
Thanks very much, Pete. Cheers.